Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I am JB. And yes, this is one of those bonus edition months where, you know, well, I guess every month is going to be a bonus edition month because we're not doing bar reviews that much, or at all, actually, no more. So this will be a regular program here, kind of like last year when I did the Talking Cavalon once a month, per se, at the end of the month, whenever there was like a extra week, because I can just knock those out real quick, don't have to bother Cody and stuff like that. So it just makes it easier, especially after, you know, recording for almost a whole fucking month. So these things just make a little things easier here. I was going to play my my Baby Baby Please, Tastes Very Good to the Last Drop. But I was like, you know what, New Year, let's go ahead and kick in some Vin Diesel. I don't know why that was on my desktop. Actually, I do know why it's on my desktop, because we crack jokes on that fucking song since. I was like, you know what, that's going to be the intro for today. That's going to be the intro until I find a permanent mainstay for something I want to do. But something I did want to do this year, since I'm not going to be doing no more Talk at Cavalon's, because I damn near almost opened every bottle of Cavalon I had for the whole year of 2021, except for maybe like 3 bottles. So can't continue that because I don't have 12. One thing I do have a shit ton of, though, and stuff I need to start opening and drinking more, which a lot of it is open, but usually once I get one glass in, I don't even ever go back to it, to be honest. I like even, we did one on the show here, that Woodford Reserve, never went back to it. Never at all. So for what I'm going to be doing for this year is I'm calling this, it would be great because the day I record these shows on, which it doesn't apply to today because today is an impromptu recording. I won't even say what day it is, it's Saturday, but you know. So what I will be doing here is what I like to call this Store Pick Mondays. Ooh, I guess I could do Michter's Monday, but then that kind of defeats the whole purpose of what I've done this whole month, actually. Which is why I didn't really want to do it this month, the Store Pick Monday. I was like, oh man, it'd be great if I had a Michter Store Pick. But I've never seen one now that I think about it. So I'm doing Store Pick Mondays going forward, because obviously Mondays are when the show goes up. And for the year of 2022, since I won't be doing any bar reviews, because I don't fucking really go to bars anymore. I'm sure Cody does, though. Probably get him to on here and give a little review. So I mean, I'll go to like a restaurant if I have like a team building exercise or clientele thing or whatever the hell it may be or something like that. I'll go to like restaurants and have, you know, something to eat. So maybe I can review those per se, but I don't really hang out at bars anymore. I'm the bunker boy. I don't really hang out anywhere, to be honest. I kind of just stay in my man cave admiring my 300 bottle plus of whiskey and trying to find more shelves to hang shit in and just trying to organize this thing we call life, baby. First thing I want to get off my, I'm recording this a little early too because I just got some shocking news. I just came back from the barbershop and holy shit. Let me turn my phone off first real quick. Turn that off. Tom Brady has retired. Damn. You know, the only sad part about this that I have before this is I was kind of rooting for them to go to the good old championship game here just so I could whoop, so my Niners could whoop their ass. That's all I wanted. Just wanted to play the GOAT one time. That's all. The GOAT team, or not even want to say the team, their defense sucked this year, at least in my opinion. But my boy Cody thought they was going to win. Oh, you betting against? You goddamn right I'm betting against Brady. Shit. But I thought my Niners would have handed them to him. Which, by the way, I have not heard from Cody this whole fucking week about how my Niners are going to lose. So I'm a little concerned. I'm going to have to text him later. Because I'm super concerned right now. I mean, I was pumped up and legit, but now I'm just like, oh, shit. He hasn't said anything. Because Cody's been making bad decisions on my team lately, and we've been defying the odds. But I will say, because it's Niners versus Rams. Oh, and Tom Brady, happy retirement. Enjoy it. 7 Super Bowls. The passing yard. Everything you've done. It's been an amazing career. Whether you like the guy or not. Dude plays fucking tremendous. And he came from a great system. But either way, my Niners versus the Rams. Personally, I'm not, if we lose, I'm not that beaten up about it. Because there's a lot of irony here. Number one, we wasn't even supposed to be here. We played like shit this season. But it's always, like I said, it's never how you start, it's how you finish. Well, even when they were starting in the middle of there, they still played like shit. They played like a team that ain't no chance in hell you'd make it to the Super Bowl. The irony of this game is we had to beat the Rams just to get into the playoffs. And we beat them because we've had their number this year. How long we had their number now? Either way, we've had their number. Especially this season, we've already beaten them twice. So we're not supposed to be here. So it's just a privilege or a bonus, if you will, that we've even made it this far, especially with Jimmy Gag. Second thing is, the pressure is on the Rams, not us. This championship or semifinal game, if you will, this is in the Rams' hometown of L.A., even though there's more 49er fans here. And why the fuck wouldn't there be? Rams barely just got here. The pressure's on them, though. I don't even think this game is even that important for them either, because if they win this game, could you imagine if they go to the Super Bowl in their home stadium? How many teams have you seen get to play in their home stadium? It's not really all that rare, to be honest, you know? But if they go to their home stadium in the Super Bowl and lose, ooh, that's got to sting, ooh. I feel it in my soul and my guts when I say it like that. Ooh, it just doesn't sound good. It sounds nerve-wracking. It's got to be some embarrassing shit because, let's be real, how many times do you really think the Rams are going to get to the Super Bowl? It's not an easy feat, which is why I'm kind of shocked we even made it this far. So, there's that little nitpick. But here's the thing. A lot of people think the Bengals are going to win. I even think the Bengals are going to win. But I want Kansas City to win. I want them to win. Because I want my goddamn revenge, okay? I want my fucking revenge from 2020, goddammit. I want to play the Rams. I mean, the Kansas City. Because now we're in our hometown of California. It's our state, our field. There's not going to be no bullshit calls. There's not going to be... Jimmy G will probably gag a few times, whatever, and shit, and we just need to learn to pull him out when he starts doing that shit and pull in Trey Lance. What was the point of getting Trey Lance? This motherfucker, where is he? He's like Carmen Sandiego. You can't find this motherfucker. He just vanished off the face of the earth. But whatever. I want to play Kansas City. I want to watch that game. Because we played, even though it wasn't in St. Louis, it was in Florida, we played them in their home turf, or home side of the town. I want to play them here. SoFi Stadium. All the red in the fucking crowd, mainly with Niners jerseys on. And they swinging them towels. Ooh. Ooh, it's such a beautiful feeling. And then when we finally shut down that mediocre Kansas City team. Oh, they've been a thorn in our side for fucking two years now. So the way I see it is, and I'm not even looking at it as if that's like an easier team to beat, because I think if we play the Bengals, that's definitely a defeat right there. I think the Bengals are playing on all cylinders right now. But I just want them to play the revenge, because we've pretty much beaten all these teams already. Green Bay's, we've had their number. The Rams, we've had their numbers. The Cowboys, we've beaten them. I mean, we just beaten them. I feel like we've beaten them all, to be honest. And we just have not revenge ourselves from that goddamn 2020 Super Bowl, and I would just like to play that one more time. So let's just get that happening. Putting it out there, or as the kids say, I manifested it into the universe, so shall it be now. So, a few things I want to go over first of all. I want to just talk about my finds of the year, as far as the whiskey goes. Because I was looking at my 2021, which I was getting, which I started the year. I started the year off finding a GTS. I didn't find it. I did some trades, to be honest, with a few bottles. And it really doesn't even feel like I'm missing those bottles. But I was looking at some things I had, and I was just like, I haven't found anything on the level of a GTS, but I think I've gotten more this month alone. I got the Blue Run bottles, the High Rye, the Golden Rye, and the Cash Strength Rye, the High Rye Bourbon, and the Golden Rye. I got me a Weller Antique and a Weller 12. It would have been nice to get a Weller CYPB to complete the color pattern of my shoes that I had got with those bottles. Excuse me. I got me a Colonel Taylor single barrel. I guess that's close enough to the... Actually, no, the fuck it's not. It ain't even close to the GTS. I got the Colonel Taylor single barrel. I had a colleague give me some Bryn whiskey. That's scotch. It's yellow as hell. Allison, that's the CEO of that company. She does great things over there, so I love her and her work that she does. I'm not really crazy on Bryn. I'm just not really crazy on scotch right now. I just find kind of scotch a little boring right now. Let me rephrase that. Not boring, just not that all that interesting to me right now. I'm just sticking with Japanese and bourbon for the most part, what I like, and mainly the allocated bourbon stuff, because, look, let's just be real. I gotta get my hands on it as I can now, because if I don't, then fuck. And, you know, it's the same thing with Japanese whiskey, too, which I'm kind of mad at myself right now. I saw Hibiki 12 online. I only had one left for, like, $300. That's a lot for a Hibiki 12, but goddamn it, it got sold right away, and I was just kind of staring. I was like, I should have fucking grabbed that. I really should have fucking grabbed that. So I'll beat myself up about that because it's so hard to come across an Hibiki 12 in general. Now it's just hard to, in general, to find it less than $500. So I was just thinking in my head at the time, I was like, this bottle used to be like $50. I mean, even when it shot up, it was like in the $100 ranges. Now shit, the shit's higher than the 17-year-old. So at $300, I was just like, fuck, I really don't want to spend that on a Hibiki 12, but I should have pulled the goddamn trigger, and that was my mistake right there. So I grabbed those, and then I had grabbed this Nika single malt Yochi. I got the non-peated one, the 2021. So everybody knows that Nika every year releases a new, kind of like COVID now, they release a new variant of their whiskey. I guess to make up for all the non-age statement bottles that they discontinued and shit. And look, it's pretty easy to get these bottles. I've seen them in pretty much every store and shit. Even K&L had them for $300 straight even. And that's how much I've been seeing them for everywhere. I've not seen them any higher than that. I think I saw one store that had them for like $400 or whatever. Because there's two bottles. There's a peated and a non-peated one. I only got the non-peated one because Total Wine didn't have any more of the other ones. And that's where I got this from, Total Wine. And the only reason why I grabbed it, I almost scored a Hakushu 18. Now, that would have been great to start the fucking year off. But the damn bottle got damaged during shipping and shit. So I saw these at the bottom shelf, and I just said, fuck that, I'm grabbing out of here with something. And this was at 260 or something like that. Like I said, I've seen these bottles for like $300 everywhere. And so to get it for $40 off, I was just kind of like, I'll just pull the trigger. I never expect to buy any of these bottles. I don't even know how really good they are. Last year was the Apple Brandy cask. They had those two. I forgot what the other one was. I know one was Apple Brandy cask, and I think it was another Brandy. I think it was just the Yochi and the Mia. So, the same thing with this one here, too. And I just never feel like pulling the trigger on either one because I don't know which one to grab, and I don't want to spend $600 on some non-age statement bottles for Nika. When I can take $600 and probably go find me a discontinued 17-year-old. But I was like, fuck it, I'm going to grab it. I need to open this bad boy. And you know, every year, mainly in October, I think I do like Nika's for Cody's birthday, as far as when Whiskey Weeks go. But I think this October we're doing Mezcal month, so I might have to pop this bad boy open sooner than later. For the show too, because I'm curious to try these. I really haven't tried too many of these Nika variants here, and get into the hype of them, if you will, because I see people be pulling the trigger on them all the time, because like I said, they're pretty easy to find. It's just, do you want to spend the prices on them? But it's another thing I grabbed too, and at first I was like hesitant on it, but I was like, fuck that, I want to go ahead and grab it. And then I saw a buddy of mine post. He's just been posting the shit out of this bottle. And I was like, fuck it. If they still got a bottle of it, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on the website. luckily they did have a bottle still, because it's limited. And it's not a whiskey neither. But it is the Shannon Sharp. If anybody listens to Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, I'm sure he's crying his ass off right now, because Brady just retired. He's probably going to talk about like how he's better than Jordan, and he's like, shut the fuck up, Skip. That motherfucker just plays quarterback, all right? I know quarterback is like one of the harder positions in football, but it's like, you're not playing defense, okay? You're playing on one side of the game. You get breaks in between, so just stop it. But, plus he played for the Broncos, obviously, number 84. Everybody knows who Shannon, the Hall of Famer. Well, he came out recently with his own bottle, a little drink. He came with a cognac, a VSOP, the LaPortier, the Shea. And what had sold me first, because when I saw the bottle, I was like, that was a cool little bottle, but it looked tiny. And I was like, I'm not really, I don't want to fuck with it. But then I saw the box set, and I was just like, ooh. Presentation just won me over. And then the price was only like, was it 79 or 89? I'm blanking on the price. I think it was 79 or 89. Somewhere around there. With tax and shipping, it came out to like 101 or 110. 101 or 110, I forgot. But I grabbed me a bottle of this. Now, it's a little damaged at the top because it looks like some stain got on the fucking white part of the bottle. But, man, I opened this bad boy up. It is fucking beautiful. I'm looking at this. Ooh-wee. Man, the bottle was gorgeous as hell. The price was right. It's limited edition. They only made 25,000 of these bottles. I got bottle number 2003. Actually, 25,000, that's a lot, actually. Especially for kind of an independent spirit. Brand new company, too. Obviously, it was imported by Battleborn Spirits. That's in New York's, what part of New York is that for? I think Manhasset or something like that. Yeah, this bottle, the inaugural 2021 edition, Shea VSOP Cognac. He named that after his grandmother with the Shea. And everybody knows, if you listen to Undisputed, his grandmother was a big influence on his life. The box, though, I'm lifting this thing up. It's fucking heavy, dude. It's crazy because they shipped it on the address when I got it in the mail. Which, by the way, the tracking is bullshit. The tracking that they sent me, I mean, I'm looking at the tracking right now. It says it still ain't even shipped the damn thing. I should just file a complaint and say I didn't get the bottle, but I'm not an asshole like that. It said on the label that it came from BevMo in California, like North Cal. I looked up that BevMo. I was like, they ain't had none of this shit in stock. So I was kind of confused by that, but yeah, this is a gorgeous presentation. So I guess you guys know what I'll be sipping on some cognac come December of this year for Armagnac / Cognac month. Shit, I might open this for a mix and match week though too, because I want to try this like really bad. Might even open it for my game tomorrow. Because when them 49ers smashed them Rams, yeah. This is a beautiful presentation here. Good job on this one, Shannon and his team. That's a LaPortier Cognac, though. Anyway, though. So, we're here to talk about I was going to say the main event. I guess it is the main event, honestly. I'm only like 20 minutes into this show, and it's already like kind of wrapping up. That's the thing about when you do these by yourself. There's not two people talking, so it's not filling up time. These shows usually go like 20, 25 minutes or whatever. But I got a store pick here, obviously, because it's a store pick Mondays. And I just bought this one this year because I was in the area. I haven't been in this store in, probably since 20, it can't be 2019. It might have been early 2020 before the pandemic. I don't really go to a lot of these stores anymore when it comes to all the ones I used to go to before the pandemic. I just don't want to. I don't want to waste my time. I just don't want to go in these stores and then, like, you know, they didn't give these bottles out, the bottles that I'm looking for to their friends. And I just don't want to go in here and buy no bullshit. And I know that they're like, oh, like, you only come in here to buy. Yes, that is the reason why I'm coming in here. I don't want to just be going in there and buying any regular shit that I don't need, which I see a lot of people do when they go to these stores. I'll just take a Four Roses or something like that. By the way, speaking of Four Roses, there's a Four Roses Single Barrel Select. I love those. Well, not single barrel select. Yeah, it's a single barrel. Store pick. Fuck, them things shot up in price, man. Them things are like, this store was selling for like $134 or something like that. And I was like, shit, man. I remember just fucking 2 years ago, this shit used to be $69. Now you were spending like almost $150, probably with tax. It is $150 for a fucking single. I was like, man, all right, whatever. I have a rule now, or I've been having this rule actually. I don't spend that much money on store picks. Store picks are supposed to be, you know, the best of the best. But at the same time, they should be reasonably fucking priced. And Four Roses, look, I love those single barrels. But that is not a company I'm looking to spend $150 on their spirits that you can get everywhere. Unless it's the fucking limited edition bottles or the Al Young edition. Other than that, they're not getting $150 fucking. That's just ridiculous. So for this store pick, I think I spent $60-something. I like to keep my store picks in the $80 range, $80 to less range. Unless it's like something, I don't know, I'm thinking a Weller Foolproof. Let's just throw that out there. And it's like $200. All right, that's cool then. Yeah, I'll get that. Or if it's like a Colonel Taylor single barrel store pick. Then, all right, cool. Fuck with that then. But for that, no. I mean, and this even right here. I never really mess with this distillery. This is from Konka Ridge Distillery. I don't even know where the fuck that's at. I never even had any of their spirits at all. But this comes from Cypress Craft Liquor. Cypress Craft Beer and Liquor, actually. Excuse me. And Orange County Bourbon Society. Those fools. Those dudes over there. They own that damn store, basically. I mean, their bottle is just, they have bottles every fucking where. And they're just killing. There's so many goddamn members now. I heard they have like thousands of members now. And I believe it too, because when you go to that fucking store, half of them be in a damn store almost of the time. But they just got a, almost in a way, it kind of oversaturated a little bit too. Because when I was walking down the aisles, I was like, they got so much shit. I know a lot of the shit is probably older just because I haven't been in there and just not moving, but because they keep coming out with new shit all the fucking time. Which I have another Orange County Bourbon Society store pick. I have a 1792 Foolproof. I've never opened it, so I'll probably get to that. But their Weller Antique, that shit was beautiful. It was delicious as hell. I still have some of that. I'm just like trying to save what's left in that bottle because it is like fucking spot on. I didn't get to try their Foolproof because I wasn't waiting in a fucking line at Cypress. Fuck that. I don't wait in lines. But I heard good things about that, too. So what I have right here is their Clyde May 5-Year-Old Whiskey. It's a single barrel selected bourbon. And I already popped the crap or the wrapper open. Let's go ahead and... Ooh. I heard good things about it, at least that they were telling me that in the store when I went there. I haven't been in the store in years, so I was just like... I walked in and was just like... Told Sam, I said, hey, man, I need a store pick. Shoot me with a store pick. And he just walked me around. We started shooting the shit, catching up a little bit. Just like I said, I haven't been there forever. Pouring this in the Glencairn. Oh, here we go. A little spillage there. The bottle caught me off guard because I already liked it anyway in general. I was like, oh, okay. I like the little design on the bottle and stuff. I mean, these dudes, I mean, they're just hitting it with everything. They're getting to your from your Weller to your Clyde Mays to your Woodford Reserves. Orange County Bourbon Society's just got their hands in everything. I feel like with their thousands of members now, it's kind of, not everybody's getting to try shit. It's like that's probably why they have so many fucking bottles. Not everybody's trying shit. It's just going around the well here. I'm trying to find anything. Oh, NCF. Always want an NCF. Come on now. Whoa, that smell. Ooh, it's 102 proof, by the way. Barrel number, my tag is a little messed up, but I think it's 16, maybe 20, I don't know. Bottle date 7/27/21. Barrel date 2016. So yeah, we're looking at about a 5-year age statement here. Ooh, man. I like on the bottle it says legal since 2001. Available since 1946, but legal in 2001. I guess we just gonna skip all them other years right there. Oh, man. Ooh. What does this say? Distilled and aged for 5 years in charred American oak barrels. I love American oak barrels. Can't go wrong with that. Handcrafted following the original recipe. Like the KFC recipe? Ooh, man. Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Oh, this smells good, though. Oh, smells, got a little heat to it for a single barrel, huh? I like that, though. I'm not too crazy on single barrels these days right now, so. Mmm. Ooh. Oh, I guess I should get my notes instead of just going, ooh. Ooh-wee. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. No, you definitely got some. What is that? I'm trying to get past the alcohol right here. Oh, man. It's like toasted cinnamon, probably, with those spices. Let's see. The color on it, it's got like a copper color. Nothing too crazy. Cinnamon. It smells extremely rich. But it's really hard to get past the alcohol smell. I mean, that alcohol is like burning in this shit. It smells a little stronger than 102 proof, that's for sure. I'm getting like some honey citrus notes too. And like very... Like a walnut smell. The fucking vapors are just flooding my nostrils though. So I'm gonna go ahead and swirl it around, swirl that bad boy around. I'm not really a fan of the color, though. I thought it would have been a little bit darker, especially... Oh, well, no, I don't know why I would have thought that. You know what? It was just my lighting. I guess I always had it, like, in the shadows, per se. So I thought it just looked darker than what it was. But I'm not really feeling this copper color in this glass. It's just not looking appealing, to be honest. I know, I think I saw, like, a store pick of this one at the Total Wine, too. It might have been a six-year-old. I'm not sure. Oh, man, let me go ahead and get a sip. Correct, but I did see it cheaper, too. Because I paid $60 for mine. I think it was, like, $49 at Total Wine, so. There's a general sweetness there, right on the palate, super sweet. All right, let me take that back, it's not super sweet or whatever, but like you can definitely, like the sweetness sticks out more. Like a light brown sugar, some rye spices. This is all on the palate. I would say the finish is like kind of medium to long. It hangs around definitely with the spices, the rye spices. There's a bit of sweetness, like a honey smoothness that's rolling in there. I'm kind of shocked by the taste, because I thought it would have been a little bit, it definitely tastes like 102 proof now. The smell didn't, but the taste is. Oof. This is good. This is a solid, good everyday sipper. I have to tell you, though, I'm not really that impressed. Like I said, I haven't had a lot of Clyde Mays, so I think he, I know because he put legal on here. I know he's been in like, wasn't he spending most of his time bootlicking in jail and shit like that? Like, because I know he had some famous quote where he just said, I forgot what it was, but like, I'd rather be caught doing something legal, or it's best to, if you're doing something legal, get caught then, or some shit. I can't remember how the quote went or whatever, but. It was a quote I probably do agree with, to be honest, but. You know what? I think I like the Old Forester single barrel store pick more than this. Which is shocking, because I do not like Old Forester. I don't even know why I bought that store pick. That Old Forester store pick. Especially from the store that I know they don't have good store picks. I think it was because a buddy had, he was the one that helped pick that barrel or something like that. I can't remember, but I can't remember why I bought it. But I think that, I know he was involved with something of the barrel itself, so. I like that sweetness. There's no alcohol kick to the face, whatever, but there is, like, this vapor that's, like, fuming off the back end of my tongue, whatever, that's, like, shooting on my nostrils a little bit. The flavor profile is fine. I do. The sweetness is probably the best part of it. I mean, I like that little honey taste that slides on the nose. The finish, it's kind of bland, to be honest. I think my biggest criticism I have, it's just not memorable. I sip it and I go like, oh, okay, yeah. And you guys know me, I'm not one of those high proof guys or anything like that, or looking like, oh, I need something strong or anything like that, you know. I think this is probably why I've been too crazy about a few single barrels lately, is just they just don't leave an impression on me right away. And then I just never really go back to them. I think this is getting that same vibe right now. I mean, this is probably the best of the best when it comes to Clyde Mays. I mean, OCBS picked it, so, and they usually pick good shit. But for me, even their best stuff is kind of forgettable. I'm sipping this. I mean, I'm about to throw a wild-ass comparison out there, but compared to, like, Blue Run, where it's nowhere near as strong as 102 proof, but, or maybe it is. I don't remember now. But either way, I remember as my first time trying that spirit, as soon as I sipped it, it sinked me in. It had some memorable notes on it. It was just a memorable experience, and I sip on this as I'm talking into this microphone right now. I'm just going like, eh. It's fine. This is definitely, this is dumb. This is a starter for me. This is like something, if I'm at a barbecue, I pull this bad boy out before we get to the main event. And I just say, hey, Iago, go ahead and knock yourself out with that shit. Honestly, though, this is something that sits on the back of my shelf. It's forgettable, and that's like the number one, that's the number one rule for me, at least when it comes to whiskey. Don't be forgettable, especially for someone that has over 300 bottles, like me. Don't be forgettable, because you're just going to be sitting on a shelf now, and I'm going to be looking at it going like, either A, why did I buy this, or two, why did I open it? So now I can't get rid of the motherfucker. I mean, I guess I could get rid of it, but it's not like I can get it equal anything to it. It's crazy to be now, like, you know, before I could, like, get rid of open bottles all the time. Now it's like, I give someone an open bottle and they just go like, oh man, you don't have anything else you can give me? I'm just like, dude, just give me an open bottle of yours. I don't give a shit. Like, they think that I'm asking for a full bottle in trade. It's like, no, give me an open bottle of yours. The fuck? What kind of fucking douchebag you think I am? I'm an asshole, not a douche. Come on now. Because I was trying to, I won't say which bottle because I don't want that person to know, but I was trying to get rid of this one bottle. I said, just take it. And he was like, I'm shocked you don't like it. He's like, well, I guess I do have a full bottle of EC18. I was just like, I don't want that shit, dude. Like, I don't want that shit. I already have EC18. I got two of them. I don't want that. Okay, and trust me, EC18 is really not that great anyway. So the only reason I got it is because I got it for decent prices. At this point now, when it comes to allocated shit, it's just best to like buy it if it's at decent prices, because at least you can make a trade for it later. Because there's always somebody that likes it. So, yeah, and I got it for good fucking deals. You know, like $129. How can you pass that up? So, I mean, man, this is kind of, it's not bad. Once again, look, I like the sweetness on it. The finish is just so bland as fuck. I gotta be honest with you. Like, it is, like, bland as shit. That's, like, my number two rule of the whiskey. Please make sure the finish is just satisfying. Finish isn't satisfying me at all. It just tastes generic as fuck, to be honest, especially for a store pig. Look, and it's been a... Well, it ain't been a while. I have been sipping on store picks, but it's been a while since I bought a new store pick. Let's just put it that way. It's been a very long, especially from something that's not like, you know, high profile or allocated or something like that. So for something like this to be my first store pick to buy in so long now, for under the $100 range, no. I would say $40, but $60, nah. Give me that $20, put in the gas tank. Or actually, you know what? Give me that $20, go to Wingstop. Give me a 10-piece combo, boneless, please. Throw some honey mustard in there with a little brownie on the side and some corn. Ooh-wee. Yeah, we set. Shit, especially for game day. Yeah, this right here, I'm going to give this a... Look, I like the sweetness on it. Oh, man, I'm going to give it a 1.5. I'm not feeling this at all. This is, yeah... Maybe if it was like $40, I'd have been like, yeah, sure. Two, give it a two. But 60, yeah, fuck that. No, I don't know. My money is priceless, baby. And I'm looking to buy some shit with my money. That damn show ain't it what I'm looking to buy. So, yeah, I'm going to drop a 1.5 on this. Like I said, this is something I'd probably give away. I'm going to probably give it away to a buddy or something like that. Sip on this bad boy. Or like if I attend like a... If I stop being Bunker Boy and go with Yoon to one of our other buddies' house for a barbecue one of these days, and then, you know, maybe I'll, like, bring that bottle, per se, but, yeah, I'm not really. I have a little left in the glass, and I have, like, no excitement to finish it. And that's when it comes to the whiskey tasting here and stuff like that, is I'm drinking so much these days, it's got to excite me. This doesn't excite me. It's meh. And you can't be mid. I don't want mid right now. I want fucking phenomenal. So, with that said, people, I'm done here. Look, I went 36 minutes. How about that? Wow, half an hour show. So, look here, people. I'm about to open these bags of M&M's right here. It's about to go down. I'm getting hungry. I'm tired. That's probably why you hear the late night hour, the after hours voice, JB. Because I'm trying to get some sleep. That's all I do nowadays, is sleep, but it feels like it's never enough. I guess I can finish the rest of this little drop here, because I don't believe in... Actually, I do believe in pouring whiskey out when it's like shit, so... I love that sweetness taste, though. I don't know what that is, but I think it's like a combination of honey with honey as well, too, but I like that. So it's got that going for it, but everything else is just like, eh, mid... So you're going to go behind, you're going to go back behind the Buffalo Trace Kosher's bottles. Actually, I think you're behind another store pick as well, which is the Elijah Craig 12-year-old. So, which is also another Cypress store pick there. But I've already promised that bottle to a friend in Japan, so... Which is why I haven't opened that one yet. And I know it's fucking delicious because I tried the barrel before it even came into the bottle in store. And I said, holy shit, this tastes like candy. Oh, raspberries. With that said, people, let me go ahead and give you a lineup for next week. It's a short month next month because, well, it's Black History Month. And they can only give Negroes so much, but they wasn't going to give them a lot. It is... R&B month. That's right. Ooh, we're gonna be talking some R&B, and I already spoiled it last week. It's gonna be Blue Run month for me. I'm bringing out all the Blue Run bottles that I own, all three of them. I'm bringing out the Golden Rye, the Cask Strength Rye, and the High Rye Bourbon. That's right, Blue Run. I'm opening that up next week. It's Whiskey Week, and we're talking R&B song. We're gonna pick an R&B song or a video to talk about. Doing the music thing again like we always do. People seem to really like that, so I figure for Valentine's Month, Black History Month, we do some black R&B artists. So, how could you not? I mean, it just goes together. So, I'm looking forward to that. I got a song already picked out. I know Cody probably forgot about it already because we talked about this like in December when we did our best of. So, but luckily, that's why I always go first. So... He gets a whole, if he listens to this, he gets 2 weeks, but if he does that, he gets a whole week to plot and plan to pick his R&B song of choice so he can serenade that little lady of his and be like, ooh, I might eat your ass out tonight now. You know, so anyway, with that said, can't wait for next week. I'm excited to talk some Blue Run, something that just excites my little soul right now. I got to chat with the CEO. And he's fucking dope as hell. I can't wait to just dive into this Blue Run stuff. No more of this Clyde Mays. I'm kind of done with that now. I'm looking at the bottle now going like, eh. Probably pass that on to my dad. I'm also getting into this phase where I'm not a Captain America shield almost fail. Getting this phase where if I'm not enjoying it, I need to get rid of the bottle right away. Because it's taking up shelf space and... I need to get rid of some shelf space. But also, I don't think I plan on really going as crazy this year as I did last 2 years now as far as buying shit, because I got way too much shit. I gotta be honest. I got way too much shit. And plus, I'm trying to get some of these Jordans. And they are way more expensive than whiskey. Way more expensive. Like, fucking $600 was expensive. But I really want these fucking four, so. So the whiskeys might be dying down as far as buying goes this year. Anyway, though, people. Go Niners. Can't wait to get back on here with Cody next week and talk some Blue Run, some R&B music. And with that said, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for continuing your journey here with The Last Drop here in 2022. It's been great having you. And with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same. And glasses will never be dry.